I'd like to spend just one second and thank Bill Robertson for allowing us to have a special part of the Beltwide Cotton Conference for consultants this year, and I hope it'll continue to grow, and I hope it'll be beneficial to all the other consultants as it is to me. I really do want to appreciate Bill for that, thank him for that. But I looked at some of the things that interest me in the insect world today and scouting, and some of the things that I'd like to hear from our next few speakers, from Dr. Lorenz and Dr. Leonard, that there's really not a lot to talk about as far as insects. I mean, it's basically plant bugs. But first of all, I thought about worms. That's another concern that we have. And first of all, scouting methods. You know, I'm really not sure that we know how to scout some of these new traits, such as the wide-stripe cotton, Bollgard 2, Bollgard, conventional cotton. You know, some people say that it should all be scouted the same way. Others have different techniques, but I really don't think that there's a set concrete way, you know, that's outlined, you know, detailed ways to scout each one of these different traits, and I'd like to hear that presented. Another thing is, you know, do we scout cotton differently based upon the crop that's adjacent to it? If we have corn next to a cotton field, I believe we all know about that now. At one time, you know, we were told that plant bugs weren't related to corn, you know, as far as being next to a cotton field, but other crops, you know, are their alternate host weeds that are next to the cotton field, other crops such as soybeans. A lot of people are thinking that stink bugs are coming out of the soybeans fields into the cotton fields and other crops. Next, I want to hear about sampling methods. We've heard a lot of interest in the black shake sheets. I've been using them since they first came out and really think they're really good, but I think a lot of people haven't adapted to this technique yet. It's just night and day difference how many more plant bugs that we can see based upon the black shake sheets. But are our thresholds geared towards that? I know we're working towards those means, but if you're looking at a white shake sheet and a black shake sheet in the same area, you're going to see different numbers. You know, and what thresholds are you basing your treatment levels on? Square retention, dirty blooms, these are some of the other sampling methods. Haven't really incorporated them into my, you know, we look at those things, but really don't base our treatment levels on them. Another thing is, do you use a shake sheet or do you use a sweep net? And when do you use them? You know, we hear that, and I believe that shake sheets are much more effective at finding immatures, whereas sweep nets are very much more effective finding adults, but exactly which time of the year. Normally, we use our sweep nets at the very beginning of the year when the cotton's not squaring to see when these adult plant bugs would be moving into the fields before squaring or right at pinhead square. Well, this year, Gus and I found out that when you got cornfields nearby, you may find a lot more adults than immatures in the middle of the season. We couldn't hardly find immatures at all, and we found plenty of adults. We weren't really using the sweep nets, and we just kind of happened by chance upon that technique or whatever, and then found a lot of adults, you know, near these cornfields, overwhelming numbers. The next thing that I'd like to bring up, I believe we agree that we can pretty much control our worms, and here pretty soon we won't have any refuge. It's going to be all Bollgard 2, basically. Plant bugs is our biggest concern, and I think we have a big concern. I'm just going to go down through the chemicals that I use, the insecticides that I use to try to control plant bugs. Biodrin, we're going to have a lot of restrictions on biodrin this next year, so I believe we've just about lost that battle. We may not have biodrin at all very much longer. And that really concerns me because biodrin, as far as controlling immatures and adults, has been one of the most effective tools in my arsenal over the years. We do see a little bit of resistance showing up with the biodrin, but it's still a very good product. But it's going to be very limited in use. I think we can't use any before bloom. The ornithine acephate, ornithine used to be number one in my arsenal, but now the resistance problems with ornithine. We used to control plant bugs with ornithine at a quarter of a pound, and now at 3/4 of a pound, you really can't tell that you did anything. Carbine is a new product. Carbine can be pretty effective, but it's very expensive. It's almost, you know, priced itself out of the market. And in the it's not really consistent either. Our neonicotinoids, our Centric and Trimax Pro, those products can be pretty effective early season, but I've seen that when you have really heavy numbers, they can tend to let us down. There's only really other one product that I know of that I use is Diamond, and it's not consistent either, but it's probably the most consistent thing that I've seen, especially in combination with Orthane or Bidrin. So really, Diamond is probably the best thing that we have right now, and it's not 100%. So I'd like to hear, I don't think that there's any new chemistries coming on board or down the line, even in the next few years, but I'd like to hear about that. The only other insect that I'm aware of that people are having a lot of troubles with, I've been fortunate not to have those problems, is spider mites. In our area, we might treat a few fields for spider mites, but never real early season at at seedling stage cotton, pinhead square. Our spider mite problems where we have had them have been later on mid-season to late season. Most of the time, with the few rains, they haven't really given us a lot of problems. But I know there's been some big concerns in other areas, especially on seedling cotton, and I'd like to hear that addressed. That's really all I have.